quiera, suena muy rica. Yo jalo el corazón y se para el tren. 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 Y se para el tren.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett, and I listen to the number one station in Kingston, CFRC.
You were listening to Acoustic Avenue with Ted Crouch, your host on today's program, Up Where We Belong, co-produced with Joe Little in Calgary, Alberta. This is a two-hour special recognizing National Indigenous Peoples Day and the rich history, heritage, resilience and diversity of First Nations, Inuit, and Métis. On Acoustic Avenue, we recognize with respect and gratitude that these lands where we live, work, and play our music remain home to a number of Indigenous nations and people. We acknowledge this land out of respect for the Indigenous nations who have cared for Turtle Island, also called North America, from before the arrival of settler peoples until this day. In various Indigenous origin stories, the turtle is said to support the world and is an icon of life itself. Turtle Island therefore speaks to various spiritual beliefs about creation, and for some, the turtle is a marker of identity, culture, autonomy, and a deeply held respect for the environment. As settlers and producers of this program, we honor and respectfully share their stories and music through the creators, songwriters, and performers on this special today. And, as Raven Kanataha of Diggin' Root says, this is the coolest music with the best lyrics and message coming from our communities, because we actually have something to say. To open the show is Buffy St. Marie with You Got to Run, Spirit of the Wind, a collaboration with fellow Polaris Music Prize laureate Tanya Tagak. It was inspired by George Atla, a champion sprint dog musher and sled racer from Alaska. She will be followed by Mao Power, a hip-hop rap artist from Thursday Island in the Torres Strait, and the first Australian rapper to tour from this region. His song, Freedom, features the singing of Archie Roach and is a protest song that manages to embrace and welcome all listeners to walk with Uncle Archie and Mao Power on the road to unity. And this opening set closes with Remember Me by Fawn Wood, a Cree and Salish musician from St. Paul, Alberta, recipient of the 2022 Juno Award for Traditional Indigenous Artist of the Year. She's the daughter of Earl Wood and cousin of Joel Wood, musicians with the traditional Cree round dance and drumming group Northern Cree. Here is Buffy St. Marie, Mao Power, and Fawn Wood.
Take a chance on of a winner, beyond the money and the greed, beyond the prize is a pure untested need. And to be a champion is more than luck and speed, it's power and freedom in the spirit of the wind.
hey, oh, hey, 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 oh, hey, oh, hey. Remember me,
remember me,
when the sun comes up in the morning sky, there I will be,
there I will be,
soaring with the eagle so high, feeling free. Remember me, down the road, hand in hand, you and me. There I will be,
there I will be,
soaring with the eagle so high, feeling free. Remember me, down the road, hand in hand, you and me. There I will be,
there I will be,
soaring with the eagle so high, feeling free. Remember me, down the road, hand in hand, you and me. So high, feeling free. Remember me.
June 21st is National Indigenous Peoples Day. This is a day for all Canadians to recognize and celebrate the unique heritage, diverse cultures, and outstanding contributions of First Nations, Inuit, and Métis peoples. For generations, many Indigenous peoples and communities have celebrated their culture and heritage on or near this day due to the significance of the summer solstice as the longest day of the year. In this second set, we open with Ghost Dance by Robbie Robertson. From his 1994 Music for the Native Americans album, this was Robertson's first foray into writing music specifically inspired by his Mohawk heritage. Following that is Human, a song by Twin Flames. They are a Canadian folk rock duo from Cantley, Quebec, with Ya Yi of Mohawk and Inuk background, and Chelsea June of Métis, Algonquin Cree, and settler heritage from Ottawa. This Child is the second album by Susan Aglukark. Proud to be a role model for Aboriginal people in Canada, she ultimately sees herself as an artist with a universal message of self-respect and strength, to which she hopes that people of all cultural backgrounds can relate. From This Child, we will play Hina Naho, or Celebration. This is Robbie Robertson, Twin Flames, and Susan Aglukark.
Come on, Blackfoot. don't sing them kind of songs no more.
Before the arrival of Europeans, First Nations were able to satisfy all of their material and spiritual needs through the resources of the natural world around them. Historian settlers tended to group First Nations in Canada according to six main geographic areas of the country. Within each of these areas, First Nations had very similar cultures, largely shaped by a common environment. Michael Franti, who attended high school in Edmonton, Alberta, was born of Irish, German, and Belgian ancestry, and his father was of African-American and Native American descent. In this next set, we open with Once a Day, a song that started as a mantra with Franti's own family as a way to approach the unexpected moments in life. Sometimes we have unexpectedly beautiful moments, and others that are unexpectedly challenging. We follow that with Naglingnik, the love song written by Iva, an Inuit throat singer, writer, and collaborative musician from Rankin Inlet, Nunavut. This song was released on her 2015 album, Ice Lines and Sealskin. We end this set with Kirapak, with lyrics for this song sung in Quechua, which is an ancient language spoken by the Incas and Peruvians. This version is from musician Rincuentros, bringing together melodic expressions of indigenous cultures of North and South America and uniting them in a single musical work. Here is Once a Day, Naglingnik, and Kirapak.
Yeah. Worse than it's never ever gonna happen to you. You got your friends, you got your money, got your family, got your honey. You think you got a million days, but then life comes along and it knocks you right down to the ground. And that's why I say that everybody ought to hug somebody at least once a day. Live a life full of purpose, and so don't ever take for granted what the spirit is giving you in the first verse. You might never get a second verse. This ain't rehearsal, you can't put it in reverse. So just believe in yourself. Don't let nobody be a negative to tell you what to do. Cause I know in this sweet, sweet life that just as much is true. Everybody ought to hug somebody at least once a day. And everybody ought to kiss somebody at least once a day.
Spread the wings and fly.
Peace on the Middle East, y'all.
Mike on Friday.
Spread the wings and fly.
Peace on the South,
y'all.
Swan out. pages. Two women, one sound, imitating the environment, a friendly competition arises. The pace of the song rises and falls. Who will laugh first? The vibrations she creates soothe her child to sleep. On a stage or in a hadith, we will perform for a crowd of listeners. Past time, our husbands and hunting. Revitalizing the Inuit culture, we will sing. Katacha.
This brings us to the end of the first hour of today's special program, Up Where We Belong. While spiritual beliefs were widely shared by all early First Nations, there were wide variations in social organization, food resources, homes, modes of transportation, and clothing. The Great Spirit is the concept of a life force, a supreme being or God, known more specifically as Wakontanka in Lakota, Geechee Manitou in Algonquin, and by other specific names in a number of Native American and First Nation cultures. While the concept is common to a number of indigenous cultures in the United States and Canada, it's not shared by all cultures or necessarily interpreted in the same way. Great Spirit Indian by Lakota Lullaby opens this set. Following that is Nobody Knows, written by Iskwe, meaning Blue Sky Woman, a Canadian singer, songwriter, and activist originally from Manitoba, now living in Ontario. She draws upon her Cree, Dene, and Irish roots to produce a sound filled with booming bass lines and heavy beats, defining her distinctive offering of alternative R&B trip-hop. This is Lakota Lullaby and Iskwe.
the ground. Lay me down now. Lay me down in the shade.
Hi, I'm James Abrams.
And I'm John Abrams.
And we're the Abrams Brothers. And you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Please support community radio.
Every time a bell rings, someone in Ontario is visiting a food bank. It's nonstop. But through Feed Ontario, a network of more than 1,200 food banks and hunger relief organizations, you can help anyone who needs food find food. Every dollar you donate to Feed Ontario can provide two meals for someone who's hungry. To learn how and how you can help, go to feedontariotogether.ca and let's make these bells stop ringing.
What should you listen to make your Monday mornings that much better? Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM. We play all kinds of comedy, stand-up, sketch, songs, even poetry, and the occasional interview. Mondays at 10:30 a.m. Tune in or listen to Absolutely Frivolous on our archives page on cfrc.ca.
St. Monday watches over you and me and grants the bone exhausted some liberty.
On CFRC 101.9.